Morning Watch, Itero 2020, The Christian Life, Week 6. Entering into the intrinsic significance of the reality of the body of Christ, the highest peak in God's economy, and the top revelation of the Bible, Saturday. Related verses, 1 Corinthians 12:24. But our comely members have no need, but God has blended the body together, giving more abundant honor to the member that lacked. 1 Corinthians 10:17, seeing that there is one bread, we who are many are one body, for we all partake of the one bread. 1 Corinthians 12:7, 11, and 13, but to each one is given the manifestation of the Spirit for what is profitable. But the one and the same Spirit operates all these things, distributing to each one respectively, even as he purposes. For also, in one Spirit, we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and were all given to drink one Spirit. John 12:24, truly, truly, I say to you, unless the grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it abides alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. 1 Corinthians 5:6-7. Your boasting is not good. Do you not know that a little leaven leavens the whole lump? Purge out the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, even as you were unleavened, for our Passover Christ also has been sacrificed. Acts 1:14. These all continued, steadfastly with one accord in prayer, together with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. Ephesians 4:3, being diligent to keep the oneness of the Spirit in the uniting bond of peace. Suggested reading. The word blended also means adjusted, harmonized, tempered, and mingled. The Greek word for blended implies the losing of distinctions. One brother's distinction may be quickness, and another's may be slowness. But in the body life, the slowness disappears and the quickness is taken away. God has blended all the believers of all different races and colors. In order to be harmonized, blended, adjusted, mingled, and tempered in the body life, we have to go through the cross and be by the Spirit, dispensing Christ to others for the sake of the body of Christ. Whatever we do should be by the Spirit to dispense Christ. Also, what we do should not be for our interest and according to our taste, but for the church. As long as we practice these points, we will have the blending. The purpose of the blending is to usher us into the reality of the body of Christ. I treasure the local churches because of a purpose. The local churches are the procedure to bring me into the body of Christ. Thus, we need to be the local churches so that we can be ushered or brought into the reality of the body of Christ. The highest peak of the Lord's recovery that we can really, practically, and actually carry out God's economy is for God to produce not many local churches in a physical way, but an organic body to be his organism. We all have a physical body, but our body actually is not the reality of our being. The churches set up around the globe are a physical frame, but among the churches there may be no reality of the body of Christ. In the Old Testament, there is a type of the blending for the fulfillment of God's economy. In 1 Corinthians 10:17, Paul says, "Seeing that there is one bread, we who are many are one body, for we all partake of the one bread." Paul's thought of the church being one bread was not his own invention. Rather, it was taken from the Old Testament. The meal offering in Leviticus 2:4 consisted of cakes made of fine flour mingled with oil. Every part of the flour was mixed or mingled with the oil. That is blending. When a co-worker does anything, he should fellowship with the other co-workers, and elders should fellowship with the other elders. Fellowship tempers us, fellowship adjusts us, fellowship harmonizes us, and fellowship mingles us. We should not do anything without fellowshipping with the other saints who are coordinating with us. Fellowship requires us to stop when we are about to do something. Among us, we should have the blending of all the individual members of the body of Christ, the blending of all the churches in certain districts, the blending of all the co-workers, and the blending of all the elders. Blending means that we should always stop to fellowship with others. Then we will receive many benefits. Blending is the most helpful thing in the keeping of the oneness of the universal body of Christ. Such a blending is not social, but the blending of the very Christ whom the individual members, the district churches, the co-workers, and the elders enjoy, experience, and partake of. The blending is for the building up of the universal body of Christ to consummate the New Jerusalem as the final goal of God's economy according to His good pleasure.